Dominic said to me yesterday, about lunchtime, we're on the phone, and he said Natalie Jameson from Newsbeat came up to him and said, is Chris all right? And Dominic said, yeah, why? He goes, I woke up, the alarm went off yesterday, and the radio goes on, and I'm half asleep. And Chris was shouting, and I'm trying to wake up, and it sounds like he's having a real full-on argument. But I don't know if I was asleep or dreaming, but was he having a really vicious argument about curry?
Yeah, she actually said he was banging on about curry. What was his problem?
She was really confused.
Were weird yesterday.
I got very annoyed with Allard on the air yesterday, and I lost my temper, and I got a little bit carried away.
Yeah. Have you listened to any of it back again?
No, because it's embarrassing.
It's quite funny now.
Yeah. Do you have a guess what we've done?
I was still justified in what I was trying to do.
But you just exploded in this mad curry rant that went on for about 15 minutes.
We're all friends, though, now. Alan and I have
made it. Yeah, we're friends.
But the funniest thing was your voice just kept getting high. It's a bit like Carrie during a wedding vows.
There was one bit where you actually went so high, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
We have listened back to it, and we've dissected it for your personal enjoyment.
Thanks.
Right? You should have six clips there, numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
And those are clips of you losing the plot yesterday during the show.
Are these in order? Are these in sort of sequence order? In other words, can you see the plot of the argument getting more and more
mad? I mean, it starts off sort of funny, then it gets really serious, and then it's like, you know, the end of the world is
I remember at one point being really angry and looking at you, and you were just laughing.
Yeah.
Let me explain for those of you who didn't hear it. So yesterday we were on the air, we're talking about, wouldn't it be nice to have a curry now? So Alad goes out and buys some curries, which would be great. And I'm thinking, the idea is he's going to walk in the studio and go, ta-da, I've made a curry. But no, what he does is he comes in during a record, plonks it down on the table and runs out. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, they take 10 minutes to cook. I bought six of them. I've got to go back. So he was going to spend an hour cooking six curries. In another room. And I'm like, well, what's the point of that? Producing the show. Get work, you're not a chef.
You got slightly annoyed with that, didn't you?
See, I said chef then about microwave and curries.
Press number one on your little machine there and have a listen to your...
Chris angry.
To your girly voice.
You weren't happy.
Right. Get in here!
What the...
Get in here!
Get in here!
Get in here! Now, hey, Gordon Ramsay will be able to rate my temper tantrum.
Because he has strops as well, doesn't he?
But I've never heard Gordon go, get in here!
Like, get in here!
It's like Doc Banshee. All right. Get in here!
Good morning.
Seriously, what are you two doing? Are your egos now so out of control that you can't work together anymore? Anymore?
Now... I'd say
it
you're.
It doesn't go higher than that.
You're on a 6 out of 10 in the anger stakes, right? So we're going to crank it up to a 7 or an 8. So press number 2.
Surely,
but now.
You stick your jaw, I'm going to throttle you.
It was like you were possessed.
Hang on a second.
It was amazing.
But now.
You stick your jaw,
What do you mean? What? Oh, that's heavy about them. I love him. I'm terrified of him.
Oh my god, that's fear. That means we might.
Surely,
but now.
You stick your jaw, okay.
I'm
going to say that. I go, ever.
So you're angry. Sure. But so far, you are using words in the English language, okay?
Well, not really.
This time, all English language words fail you, and you make noises.
Are you really? This is. Is it just me?
Oh. Al, you should do this. You should do the curry thing more often, Alice.
No.
Fine.
What do I say? Are you really? This is. Oh my god! Do you know what I mean?
It's like you walked into a farm halfway through the clip.
No wonder Alan didn't really understand what the argument was about. I didn't actually speak English. Alan! So just get it sorted. Rich, I don't know what he meant.
Okay, is that it?
No, there's more.
Hurry up.
Number 4.
I've got 5 others, so I start again.
Stick him in your face!
Should we get to 5 and 6?
Oh. No, I'll stick Alan's face in the curry. I'll stick the curry in Alan's face. Like, you know, like some kind of Rolf Harris mosaic of curry.
Alright. Number 5?
Alright. Are you arguing? Am I wrong? I'm wrong.
What I'm
Because I'm hearing you arguing against me and I don't understand it.
I thought that was Sir Alan. That was.
It was very Alan Sugar. Oh,
very much.
It was almost word for word a boardroom grilling. Yeah. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
You're tired.
Are you arguing? Am I wrong? Are you? No, if I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. Because I'm hearing you arguing against me, and I don't understand it.
You have. You've been watching too many episodes of The Apprentice.
I might have been. Well, maybe.
Oh, there's one more.
Oh, please, let's get this over and done with.
Chris Six.
Do you know, everyone just shut up. This is not a joke. Seriously, this is a massive problem.
Curry.
Yeah. think credit crunch, climate change.
Fuel prices.
Yeah.
This is a massive problem.
I'm going to get the lorry drivers of the UK to blockade Aberystwyth because of your curry link yesterday. Well, yeah, I might have been a little bit over the top.
Just a little bit, possibly.
Get in here! Seriously, what are you two doing? Are your egos now so out of control that you can't work together anymore?
That's my favourite.
Gordon's sitting through the glass going, I like his style.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him in.
Man after my own heart.
Can we hug it out?
Al, you'll just set him off again.
Yeah, actually, your face is just gone.
What the fuck with me? Get in here!
Is that Alan Carr?
Maybe you two should spoon.
I'll spoon, Alan.
Wait.
Get in here!
What were you going to say?
We're good at spooning.
When have we spooned?
We've spooned before.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We've spooned before?
Yeah. That's why the argument was so tense yesterday. Because we used to be lovers.
How can you be lovers if you can't be friends?
I'll hug it out with you.
No!
People are saying that on the first clip you sound a little bit like a modern-day Frankie Howard.
Oh, please. Yeah. Get in here! What? Seriously?
He does!
Oh, no, hey, make a curry! Oh, mistake! Oh, no, titty, you not!
Could we make that as a downloadable ringtone?
Yeah, no!
That would be so funny.
Get in here!
Get in here! Get in here! Get in here!
Oh, hello. That's something I carry on from.
Do it again.
Hello. Get in here.
All right, well, yeah, sorry about that, Alan. I was still right, but you just obviously couldn't understand me.
But you're right, it was a big, big problem.
Mm. Huge.
Yeah. Do you know, everyone just shut up. This is not a joke. Seriously, this is a massive problem.
Oh, massive, sorry.
Gordon Brown was on the phone yesterday trying to work it out, but he couldn't, so he just put 10p on diesel. No, he didn't. All right, well, thanks. Thanks for that. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah,
about myself. I feel like Elton John in the Tantrums and Tiaras video, where he's just dropping some woman because she said "cooey" while I was playing tennis.
Get it here.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
That's
Have
a brilliant documentary.
That?
Should I?
Right. That's Matt's job for the next couple of days, is to find the Elton John rant from the Tantrums and Tiaras documentary.
He's in a lift, I think, at the time, isn't he? Going.
He goes. He's on holiday for a few days, and they just film him. He's someone's just annoyed him, and he's lost the plot, and he's going like this: "Get me a plane! I'm out of here! Get me on the next flight!" And he's absolutely fuming. And then they show it back to him at the end of this documentary, and he's just killing himself laughing. And he goes, "Do you know what happened? Do you know what set me off? I'm playing tennis, and a woman on the next court just went cooey, and that was it." And I just went cooey. Hold on, I'm on holiday. I don't need this. And he just went into this massive Queenie strop.
You should use it as a public training video of how not to be with
In fact, there's a bit halfway through Elton John's rant when he says, "Surely,
but now
you used to catch all your throttle." All
right, well, all right, let's move on.
That's embarrassing. Well, thanks very much for doing that, Dominic.
Hey, you're welcome.
Coming up later, we've got a video montage of how bored you've been to this
week. Thanks very much.